Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, June 2nd. Tesla stock is soaring today and significantly outpaced the market, despite the lack of significant news about the automaker. Some analysts attribute the jump to SpaceX's successful launch of two astronauts, which they see as a credibility boost for the CEO, Elon Musk. The recent peak was at 9:30 this morning, when the stock price was trading at $906 per share. On Saturday, SpaceX successfully launched its Dragon spacecraft, with NASA astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley on board, becoming the first private company to send humans to the International Space Station. Ford has announced that it's bringing back a limited-edition track-focused V8 Mustang Mach 1 muscle car. Perhaps this is to quell the classic Mustang fans who have had mixed feelings about the upcoming electric Mustang Mach-E. The Mustang Mach-E uses the Mach badge, it's electric, and it's a crossover family sedan, quite the departure from the original muscle car. Dave Perakak, director of Ford Icons, said in an official statement, quote, "Mach 1 has a special place in Mustang history, and it's time for the special edition to claim the top spot in our 5.0-liter V8 performance lineup and reward our most hardcore Mustang enthusiasts who demand the next level of power, precision, and collectability." 2021 is going to be the year for all-electric cars and should greatly accelerate the electric revolution. There are so many new models hitting the market that it should shift the entire industry. Some of the most prominent examples include the Ford F-150 electric truck, the Tesla Cybertruck, the Rivian R1T truck, the GMC Hummer EV, the Audi Q4 e-tron, the Mercedes-Benz EQA, the Nissan Ariya, the VW ID4, the BMW iNEXT, and the Mercedes-Benz EQS. Electrek's editor-in-chief Fred Lambert writes, quote, "With these vehicles likely becoming the best options in their own segment, regardless of the type of fuel, we are going to see a massive shift in electrification in 2021. Mark my words." According to sources familiar with the matter, EV pickup company Rivian is working on the Rivian Adventure Network, a charging system, and it's hiring people who worked on Tesla's supercharging network. In March, Rivian hired Carrington Bradley as senior manager of charging development. Before joining Rivian, Bradley had been working at Tesla for almost 7 years, and most recently he was managing charging programs at Tesla. At the same time, Rivian also hired Sarah Esslinger, a senior product manager charging infrastructure at Rivian. Esslinger was hired away from Lyft, where she was leading electric vehicle deployment. Prior to working for Lyft, she worked for more than 6 years at Tesla in charging infrastructure. Rivian had also hired Kit Ahuja as a director of Rivian Adventure Network, and he was formerly a manager at Tesla. For the adventure aspect of the network, Rivian will first target off-roading pit stops, national parks, and RV parks. We now learn from sources at Rivian that they are aiming for its DC charging stations to deliver up to 200 kilowatts, and each charger can do 2 vehicles at one time. Since Rivian owners will have access to all third-party charging networks with CCS chargers, the automaker is going to focus on remote locations to close the gap and enable adventures in the wild. NIO, a Chinese electric EV manufacturer, launched its own battery swapping scheme back in 2018, and today they are proving that the battery swapping technology actually works, and they have announced that they have completed 500,000 battery swaps. The Chinese company writes, quote, "As of May 26, 2020, NIO Power has completed over 500,000 battery swaps, becoming one of NIO's most well-received power services. Now, NIO's battery swapping system can perform a fully automatic battery swap in 3 minutes. At the moment, the stations are concentrated in the areas of China in Beijing, but NIO has plans to expand to 131 stations across the country." And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, China's Environment Ministry said today that the country is committed to adhering to the Paris Agreement targets, but it didn't provide specific figures. Liu Youbin, spokesman for the Ministry of Ecology and Environment, said today, quote, "China's carbon emission reductions will not change with the occurrence of the epidemic." He also said that China will 100% fulfill its national determined contributions on climate change. Section 401 of the Federal Clean Water Act provides states with the authority to ensure that federal agencies will not issue permits or licenses that violate water quality standards. Or at least it did until yesterday. The Trump administration has eliminated states and tribes' rights to halt projects that risk hurting their water quality by rolling back a section of the Clean Water Act. EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler triumphantly said after the rollback, quote, "Today we are following through on President Trump's executive order to curb abuses of the Clean Water Act that have held our nation's energy infrastructure projects hostage, and to put in place clear guidelines that finally give these projects a path forward." Yale Climate Connections spoke to University of Wisconsin scientist Andrea Dutton about the resiliency and action options as the South Florida Keys are being consumed by rising sea levels.
It seems to take people by surprise. So for example, in the Florida Keys, right? At some point, the Keys are going to be gone as sea level rises. The average elevation there is 3 feet. You can't just pick up cities and move them. There's going to be some amount of adaptation. There's going to be some amount of retreat. And they're looking to you for the answers. And you say, look, there's a hard truth here. This is not going to be here.
And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a Barcelona-based electric scooter company, Silence, has released their latest consumer-grade electric scooter, the Silence SO2 LS. The Silence SO2 is a 28-mile-an-hour and 1.5-kilowatt continuous electric maxi scooter with a 2-kilowatt-hour battery. It conservatively states a range of 34 miles and costs $3,560. Ninebot, a Chinese electric mobility company, the one that purchased Segway, has just launched the Ninebot Kick Scooter Air T15. The electric scooter is the company's latest design and features a number of futuristic advancements. A redesigned structure with twin beam handlebars and stem, vertical LED panel, a wraparound LED taillight, 90% magnesium alloy construction, folding handlebar grips, puncture-proof foam-filled tires, and finally, smartphone connectivity for customization of display and light colors. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.